Well, folks, this past week we saw another example of sports commentators talking out of their depth and suddenly becoming political commentators. It's funny how that works, and yet they are always, almost always, wrong. And this was just another example of that. We're going to get into that into this video. Welcome, folks, to another episode of Out of Right Field with JP, where we discuss the intersectionality of politics and sports, a platform where, you know, we're actually supposed to bring politics into sports. And before we get into the video, though, I please appreciate it if you guys would like and subscribe down below. I'll also provide my X account in the description. If you guys would please follow me on X, I greatly appreciate that. But we're going to be discussing in this video the removal, the very quick and soon restored removal of Jackie Robinson's page from the DOD website, which caused talking heads like Mina Kimes, Stephen A. Smith, Nick Wright, Jeff Passan, they all went into an uproar claiming racism and yet talking about a topic that they know nothing about. And this was obviously a mistake, but this doesn't matter to them. But let's get into this video before I get too far into it. Let's get into this video. So this past week, we saw an example of malicious compliance, either malicious compliance or simply just a mistake. As you all know, Donald Trump has claimed the end of DEI within all federal institutions and signed an executive order for that, actually. And this has caused all of these institutions like the DOD, the FBI, all the government agencies, and as a matter of fact, every organization in America, not just government organizations, every organization is supposed to be complying with this, to remove DEI from their organizations. Now, they were given a deadline on this, by the way. This was supposed to be done very swiftly and quickly. So, you know, the DOD, for example, had to go through thousands of documents, thousands of examples where there may be DEI hidden within their organization, and not only just files, but also websites and such. And so they've openly admitted that they've been using AI, but they've also been having to go through and fix mistakes that were made. Obviously, you know, stuff that wasn't meant to be taken down, like the Tuskegee Airmen we saw for an example earlier this year. And this was just another example of that. The DOD removed a website commemorating Jackie Robinson and his service in the military. Jackie Robinson obviously being the first black MLB player, and not only the first black MLB player, but a great player at that. And he has an iconic history of defying racial discrimination and rising to the success level that he did in spite of that, not only in baseball, but in the military. Nobody's denying that. Nobody from either side of the aisle is denying that, by the way. That has never been a topic of dispute. That has always been widely acknowledged. So this, you know, brief removal of Jackie Robinson's website from the DOD's website was obviously a mistake, okay? And how do I know it was a mistake? Because it was immediately restored, okay? So the fact that it was restored after it was accidentally taken down, the story ends right there. It's actually quite an uninteresting story because it was accidentally taken down and then it was restored. The end. That's it. There's no story to this at all. But this did not stop talking heads in the sports world like Mina Kimes, Jeff Passan, Stephen A. Smith, Nick Wright. They all went into an uproar claiming racism and that Donald Trump was trying to erase the history of Jackie Robinson and black people in America. Here's a quick compilation of some of those talking heads completely talking out of their depth. Here it is.
So ESPN and others reported today that the Department of Defense, amidst an ongoing effort to purge government mentions of diversity, equity, inclusion, removed a website honoring Jackie Robinson's military service. It has since been restored, and their spokesperson, the Pentagon press secretary, said this: we do not view or highlight people such as Robinson through the prism of immutable characteristics such as race, amongst other things. So, look, Jackie Robinson was known for many things, but above all, first and foremost, it was his ongoing courage in the face of racial discrimination. In fact, in addition to crossing the color barrier in baseball, He served in a segregated unit in the Army and in one instance refused to move to the back of the bus, was arrested and acquitted. That matters. That history cannot be erased, it cannot be undone, and it must be recognized to fully understand and celebrate his legacy.
Thanks, Mina.
You can't call Jackie Robinson DEI hire. It's insulting. Guys, in Major League Baseball, Jackie Robinson was the definition of a DEI hire, and that's why we need it.
The biggest beneficiaries of affirmative action and DEI, some would argue, are white women. How come we don't mention that? Why is it always attached to black people? This is the kind of stuff that we're asking ourselves. And on a day like today, yeah, it gives us more credence to ask that question because of what happened with Jackie Robinson, who served in our military, drafted, served our country, and for hours upon hours in a day, you had this stuff was scrubbed, and we're supposed to believe that's accidental. We were born at night, Molly. Some of us, anyway.
I'm sure
Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth, they're trying to erase black history. Obviously not, okay? This is being blown completely out of proportion, and it's just, you know, an example of the fact that the left is getting absolutely destroyed in every realm of politics and culture right now, and they're trying to grab anything they can and hold on for dear life because they're getting absolutely decimated in every sense of the word. So, you know, Mina Kimes, I'm going to pick on her, for example. Mina Kimes is a perfect example of being the mouthpiece of ESPN and Disney, okay? Disney and ESPN has been fighting Donald Trump's, attack on transgender men, not even transgender men, men playing in women's sports. And they've, you know, put out several articles and, you know, in reaction to Donald Trump's executive order, getting rid of men playing in women's sports, clearly having a narrative at hand that they want to go after. The fact that Donald Trump is trying to get the woke out of sports, they're fighting it every chance they can. So Mina Kimes is a perfect example of a useful idiot because she will say anything that she can to make herself sound like an idiot, like this, for example. Whether it comes to, you know, transgenders playing in women's sports, this egregious example of her trying to claim that Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump are trying to erase Jackie Robinson's history, it's just a complete joke. Obviously not. Why? Like I said, it got immediately restored, okay? But she's completely out of her depth here. She has no idea what she's talking about when it comes to the world of politics, and often sometimes when it comes to sports too. But, you know, that aside, she's trying to use this as an example to be morally righteous, and I'm going to fight the system. I'm going to use the platform that I have to go after Donald Trump and his fight against black people. Your platform is to talk about sports, okay? First of all, you're wrong. But second of all, don't bring that into sports talk, okay? I'm one of those people. I'm a perfect example of my day is consumed with politics. That's my job. My job is to talk about politics, but also I work for an organization that talks about politics. So my day is constantly consumed with politics. However, it is also consumed with sports because I'm a sports fan as well. So after my full day of work where I'm dealing with the tireless and nonstop world of politics, when I go home, I'd like to turn on ESPN and hear about sports. But yet, I don't want to turn on the TV and hear an idiot like Mina Kimes trying to claim that Donald Trump is trying to erase the history of black people. I just don't want to hear it. Okay, so you can stop trying to go on your morally righteous tirade and talking down on Republicans who and trying to claim that they're racist and Donald Trump is racist, Pete Hegseth is racist, everything in the world is racist, obviously. Stop that, okay? Because we saw with this election of Donald Trump, America is tired of woke and is tired of the left making everything racist, and we're through with it. So you can stop right there, Mina Kimes, and actually talk about sports, which is what you're paid to do, by the way. You're paid to talk about sports. So keep the politics out of sports talk, for the love of God. We're tired of it, okay? Stephen A. Smith, I'm okay with him doing that, for that matter, because he signed a contract that allows him to talk about politics, okay? So he's actually getting paid to talk about both. And Stephen A. Smith is not an exaggerative, guy. He's exaggerative when it comes to sports. But with politics, he's pretty, you know, calm and cool. He's cool-headed. And although I disagree with his politics, almost 99% of the time. I'm okay with him talking about it because he's paid to do so, and he's always, you know, not going out of he's not being extravagant and ridiculous. He's just simply speaking his mind. Although I disagree with it, I'm okay with that. Jeff Passan, he's another example of being a mouthpiece for ESPN. He went on an attack against the Braves during the, you know, the attack on the chop. If you guys remember that, you know, teams like the Chiefs and the Redskins name getting changed, their logo getting changed, where there was an attack on these teams that had a name of Redskins or Indian name of some sort in their name. The Braves did not comply. The chop is still there. The name is still there. All the logos are still there. And Jeff Passan did not like that. And he actually wrote many articles while the Braves were going on their World Series run, by the way, taking all of the attention away from the great season the Braves were having at that time, and had to bring it back to the fact that the Braves are racist and the chop is racist. And just, you know, don't let the World Series run distract you from the fact that the Braves are racist. Okay, so that's what this guy is, and so I'm not shocked by this, by his talk and calling Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump gals. So I'm not at all surprised by that. Nick Wright, another example from that. But here's a statement, by the way, from the DOD, you know, fully acknowledging that this was a mistake for that matter. They said, "We are pleased with the rapid compliance across the department with the directive removing DEI content from all platforms. In the rare cases that content is removed, either deliberately or by mistake, that is out of the clearly outlined scope of the directive, we instruct the components and they correct the content so it recognizes our heroes for their dedicated service alongside their fellow Americans," period. There we go. End of story. End of story right there. Obviously, it was a mistake because they put it right back up. If Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth were on an attack against black people and trying to erase their history, they wouldn't have put it back up at all. They would have stood by what happened. They didn't do that. They went out and they said it was a mistake. They immediately corrected the mistake. End of story. That's it. End of story right there. But yet, Mina Kimes and Stephen A. Smith, Nick Wright, all these folks, they don't care about the facts. Don't let the facts get in the way of their morally righteous tirade. They're going to go on and say what they want to say anyway. Don't let facts get in the matter of the truth. So it's a joke, okay? And we're tired of the politics and sports talk, like I said. But the story ends right there where they restore restored the website. And it's, you know, if we're going to talk about Jackie Robinson and, you know, his history through, you know, his rise to success despite racial discrimination, that obviously needs to be honored. And it is being honored. Jackie Robinson Day continues to be a thing in MLB where everybody wears 42. And it's awesome. I love that. I love Jackie Robinson's history being remembered. And the movie 42 that documents all of his racial discrimination and how he was able to push through it and continue to play for that matter. It's awesome. It's an awesome story. And then also couple that with his military service, where he served in the military and was actually arrested for refusing to sit at the back of the bus while he was serving in the military, served in a segregated unit. All like Mina Kimes said, all that stuff is great, okay? Nobody's attacking that. Nobody is attacking that, okay? So you can stop fighting this invisible army that you've made up in your head of this racist group of folks that are trying to erase Jackie Robinson's history and everybody, all minorities' history in America, that those people don't exist, okay? And if they do exist, there are some, you know, extreme end of the party that is not getting any say in anything, so why even acknowledge them, okay? P. Hegseth and Donald Trump, what they're trying to do here with removing DEI from the DOD is they're not attacking the history of these folks that were heroic and, you know, were able to rise through racial discrimination. Like the Tuskegee Airmen. We saw this example earlier this year where somebody within the DOD either maliciously complied with the order or, you know, AI went through and got rid of it. It was immediately fixed after Hegseth realized the mistake that was made. Okay, and we saw that other example here with Jackie Robinson and AI or somebody within the Department of Defense maliciously complying with the order and directive to get rid of DEI from the DOD. Either way, it was a mistake. It was fixed, period, the end, okay? But I would like to focus again on the fact that sports commentary folks love to become political commentators. Any chance that they can get to go on this, where they seem to be, they like to talk like they have the moral high ground. And we're going to use our platform to talk down on these folks because it just has to be said. Something has to be said. No, it doesn't, okay? Because you sound idiotic. You have no idea what you're talking about. So stick to sports and what you're paid to talk about, okay? Because whenever you go into this realm of politics and cultural matters, you sound like an idiot and you just make yourself look stupid, okay? So this was just another example, another feather in the cap of Mina Kimes making her look like an idiot, okay? Because that's what she's doing here. We've seen it with the Colin Kaepernick issue with her. We've seen it through every single chance that she can get. She loves to make everything racist, okay? And America's fed up with it. Sports fans are fed up with it. And it needs to stop now because, like I said, when people go home, they don't want to hear about politics and their sports. They want to hear about sports talk, okay? So Mina Kimes can use the end of her out around the horn segment to go on her little monologue claiming that the Trump administration is racist. It does nothing for her. It does nothing for her. It does nothing for ESPN. And like I said, America's fed up with it. And we actually saw Robert Griffin III put out a tweet himself saying that Robert Griffin III, who formerly worked at ESPN, by the way, saying that keep the politics out of sports talk, please. And he's right. He's exactly right for that matter. I don't know if he was, directly going after, folks like Mina Kimes, Stephen A. Smith, and them for this Jackie Robinson story. But either way, he's correct, and it needs to stop. So we'll see if ESPN's ratings continue to plummet because ESPN and Disney, for that matter, continue to be behind the eight ball with all of this. And let's see if they make some changes. Probably not. But if they do, it would be widely welcomed in the sports world to make ESPN non-political and stop the political talk in sports, please. I talked last week about Ryan Clark race baiting and talking about Shedeur Sanders, maybe his draft stock going down because he's black. And that was just another example of that, too. The race baiting in sports talk, the politics in sports talk, it needs to end because they have no idea what they're talking about and their audience doesn't want to hear it. Well, folks, appreciate you tuning in to this episode of Out of Right Field with JP. Please, again, like and subscribe down below if you liked this video. Follow my ex in the description as well. I greatly appreciate that. And until next time, I'll see you guys then.